Hi, guys. My name is Stacy. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm already going to cry. And I'm recovering from no self-worth. Hi, everybody. I was taught as a child that Jesus died on a cross to save me, but I didn't know what he saved me from. I was taught that drugs, alcohol, and sex before marriage were wrong. If I were to participate in those things or hung out with people who did, God wouldn't love me. I needed to stay quiet and do my best for God to be on my side and answer all of my prayers. So when my mom began getting sick and was in the hospital for most of my childhood, I didn't understand what I'd done wrong for God to allow this. Trying his best to pay for my mom's hospital bills and provide for three kids, my dad worked a lot and was gone for months at a time. This was the start of self-blaming. Maybe if I didn't fight so much with my siblings, my mom wouldn't have gotten sick. Maybe if I wasn't born, my dad wouldn't have to work so much with one less mouth to feed. I didn't want to cause any trouble, so I pretended to be put together and okay to the outside world, all while crying myself to sleep night after night. After years of countless prayers and tears, I began to believe that God just didn't care about me. I wondered if he didn't notice me or just ignored me. If he was ignoring me, I didn't blame him. If I'm the one that caused turmoil on my family, why should he care? At 19 years old, I was introduced to someone that listened, cared, came through in their promises, and told me how much I was loved because I was his. For the first time in my life, I had values in the eyes of a man. For the first time someone listened and cared for me, he was now giving me the value and purpose I'd always longed for. He would never fail me, right? Wrong. He left me, breaking all of his promises. So I sought another man to fill me with a value, to fill me with value. When that failed, I sought another, and another, and another. The cycle continued for years. I'd find a man and bring me all the things that I thought God wouldn't give me. I'd trust in empty promises. We'd break up, and I was left more shattered than before. And then came the breakup that left me so shattered, I thought I couldn't be repaired. The pieces were too small for a man to put back together. I believed I was broken beyond repair and that I was wasting space in this world. By God's grace, a coworker invited me to Watermark, where I was introduced to a God that I didn't know. He wasn't the same God that wouldn't love me if I ever did anything wrong. He wasn't the same God that ignored prayers. Rather, he was a God that recklessly loves, pursues, listens, and cares about the details. The people here were crazy about this Jesus they claimed died for them while they were still sinners. They had joy, hope, and a value because of him. All things I had hoped for but never believed existed. A year after stepping into the doors of Watermark, I gave my life to Jesus after understanding that I was a sinner in need of a Savior. Jesus died to save me from all of my sins and restore me into a relationship with him. I was on the receiving end of grace and felt true love for the first time. I was addicted to grace. I was free from eternal condemnation, but still had patterns and hurts in my life that kept me from fully trusting that he could heal me now. Although I had this new joy in salvation, I still struggled with the belief that I have value and worth and was worth Jesus dying on the cross for. Enter in Regeneration 2014. I was scared that somehow I'd be exposed and the sins I carried would be too much to handle. During groundwork, I'd listen to others and always think, me too. I felt exhausted at how long my list of sin struggles was getting, while at the same time saying me too to other struggles comforted me in the realization that I wasn't alone. Steps 1 through 3 were the hardest for me. In step 2, I had to work through believing that God's power can fully restore me. You see, I had heard the gospel and believed that I was eternally saved, but I thought that that was it. I didn't know that the moment I said yes to Jesus, I'd said yes to the beginning of being restored here and now. Restoration didn't have to wait, and that was great news. Then in step 3, a question was asked, do you believe that God thinks you're worth redeeming? Years of believing that I wasn't worth God's time and effort, self-blame, condemnation, and believing that I never added value in any relationship hit me really hard. I didn't believe it. Psalm 18:19 says that he brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. He delighted in me, but why? As I was serving in our children's ministry one Sunday morning, practicing our verse of the month, surrounded by four-year-olds, God answered my why. For you formed me in my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. Psalm 139, 13 through 14 showed me the importance of who I am. That I was made with a purpose, and his works are wonderful, and he himself, the creator of the universe, knitted me together. In other words, I am worth every ounce of his effort, and I am valuable. Wonderful are his works, and he doesn't create anything less than that. He delights in me because I am his. Bottom line. 4 years later, I must still remind myself daily that his power can fully restore me, and I'm valuable because I am his. God fights hard to tear down the lie Satan tries to feed me. I can now look back on my childhood and see God's faithfulness in the way that he did heal my mom, the way that my sweet dad, although tired from working so much, always made time to spend time with us when he was home, or the way he allowed all of those relationships with different men to end so that he could take the shattered pieces I thought were too small to repair and make me completely new. Being surrounded by a community of people has helped spur me on to know God more. And when I'm doubting my value, they are right there to tear down lies and remind me of the truth in God's word. The Lord continues to remind me that nothing apart from him will satisfy, and that he is a promise keeper and will come through on his word. For a long while, I believed that I could never enter a relationship with a man because of my codependency struggles. But God in his kindness blessed me with the sweetest husband, whom I've been married to for over a year. He is, yeah. He is a tangible picture of God's grace in my life. Next to Jesus, he's the greatest gift I've ever been given. In moments that I'm struggling to believe in my value, my husband is quick to remind me of my value not only in his eyes, but he's even quicker to remind me of my value in Jesus. He's quick to forgive me when I have tried to find identity and satisfaction in him and redirects my attention back to Jesus, the giver of life and satisfier of my soul. Romans 7:18 says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me that is in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out." You see, without Jesus, I would still be the girl believing she didn't add value in this world. Without Jesus, I wouldn't have the opportunity to work in a place where I get to daily invite people into a relationship with him. Without Jesus, I wouldn't have a healthy marriage built on Christ alone, rather one in which I'd be trying to find my identity in my husband. Without Jesus, I'd still be that insecure girl seeking identity and value in men. But now, with Jesus, I'm confident in who I am because the creator of the universe created me. Now, with Jesus, I'm married to a man that makes me love Jesus more and will always remind me that it's in Jesus where I'm satisfied. The days when I do feel anxious, insecure, and begin believing the same lies, it's because I'm lacking intimacy with the Father and I'm disconnected from the vine. John 15:5 says, "For I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." If this is your first night, welcome. I can promise you there's hope. That hope has a name. His name is Jesus. He keeps his promises. He's trustworthy, and he wants to fully restore you. So my urge to you is to let him. My name is Stacy. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from no self-worth. To God be the glory. Woo!